lost my train of thought.
You're talking about carbon copies.
Carbon copies, send it all out. Oh, damn, damn, damn. I can't remember what I was talking about. This happens once in a while.
That's okay.
I get all excited.
We were talking about Obama. Obama. And he was in front of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He slipped out and said, Michael.
Yeah, I can't remember what
okay,
it was.
Okay, that's all right.
I'm sorry. It might come back in a flash.
It probably will.
It usually does. It's like trying to remember an old name of an actor in a movie, and you can't think of it, and then you're having it chewing on a piece of toast, and it pops in your head. There's a lot going on, and this new republic is key to the – oh, my forecast. So I sent out a forecast. It popped back in my head. Good. I sent out a forecast, tongue-in-cheek, but also serious. I said, and this was right after the inauguration. I said, get ready for two presidents. And a couple people said, Jim, that's crazy. You can't do that. You can't. It's only one country. You can't have two presidents. I said, get ready for two presidents. You'll see how it unfolds. And then it became quite clear to me the delineation of their domains. I thought it was going to be a fake president and a real president. One would be sworn in by the Supreme Court, other one by the military, and the same domain. Now I'm quite clear. Biden is the president of the defunct, captured city-state called Washington. And he's issuing orders to be applied across the country because he's under the illusion that the USA Inc. Corp. is still at work, and it's not. The Vatican corporate entity is gone. And all the assets from the Home Office have been raided. They're not stolen. They're raided according to the Omnibus Act, which was signed by numerous countries, and they believe in this global RICO law. Because they want to clean things up. And notice all the different governments that are folding, like in Netherlands.
The Italian government folded as well?
Yes, and so did the Russian.
Really? What about the Chinese? I've heard the Chinese communists have collapsed.
I've heard that too, but again, you know, I don't want to make fun of you. I haven't seen it on CNN yet.
Exactly.
I haven't gotten really good confirmation. I'm waiting for that to come from my best Chinese source.
Okay.
It's a woman. I call her Susie in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And she contacts me every single day. She likes me. It's not romantic or anything like that. She just said, Jim, I like the way you think. You're honest. You're never full of shit. If you don't know, you say you don't know. You got good contacts. I like your colleagues. A couple of them have contacted me. And I like keeping information flow to you because you know where to put it and you know how to assemble it. What I do, Mark, I create a mosaic. You look for confirmation. I don't. I seek confirmation, but I don't require it. Mm-hmm. What I do is I make a mosaic. I want another piece. Give me another piece to this Washington situation, the White House agenda. Give me another piece. I'm going to put it in my mosaic. And now I can stand back. Oh, look what that says. It looks like Washington has been arrested and captured. That's how I come up with it. I don't need somebody to write me and say, Jim, I got it from the highest possible word. Washington is indeed under capture. Where's that going to come from? A colonel, a lieutenant general in the military? Well, maybe it's a false story. I build a mosaic, and I've done this for a long time. I built a mosaic about the layman situation, and one of the critical pieces in 06 was the credit default swap. I know I'm changing lanes here, big deal. The credit default swap for Lehman Brothers, which is their corporate bond, their insurance went way up. Instead of a 0.2%, you know, what they call 20 basis points, instead of 0.3%, it suddenly was over 2 and climbing. I thought, got a bankruptcy coming here. Now we know what this is going to look like. The mosaic has a very definitive, clear piece in there. So we're building mosaics on this situation. I believe, for instance, that Biden is signing blank executive orders.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And it begs the question, well, who fills it in? The good guys or the bad guys? Now, if you believe Biden was captured, as I said, and completing his agenda without interruption so that all of his cohorts can come to the table to be arrested, this is a reverse of the satanic rules of engagement. Now, let me give you an example of a movie I saw 20 years ago. A guy was sort of recruited as a friend and come to our restaurant. We'll have a lot of fun. I want you to meet some people, and you're a good guy, and you might meet a nice lady, and let's have some drinks, and there's good music. And then they invited him to a beach event at midnight. And so there'll be some music and be some, you know, some drinks and maybe some nice ladies at midnight in this little cove. What did he go to?
He's going to be killed.
His own death in a satanic ritual sacrifice.
Yeah.
They marked his chest and they stabbed him and they drew his blood. So now we got the rules of engagement in Washington. Let Biden do his thing. Let him complete the deed. It's not just complete the deed of being elected, not just of having the Electoral College, not of being ratified, of being sworn in. Now it's more than being sworn in. Let him do his executive orders and show his cards and let his team come to the table to be arrested. This is rules of engagement put in reverse. This is fascinating stuff. We're making history here, and very few people are fully appreciating it. I'm fascinated. I told a good friend 2 days ago, it was Friday, and he said, Jim, I'm a little bent out of shape. I just can't take this Biden guy. I said, well, okay, what makes you the most upset? He said, well, he's issuing executive orders, like the one that you mentioned about the Keystone Pipeline in Canada. And I said, yeah, but do you see the significance of the Keystone executive order? He said, well, not really. Canada's pissed off. I said, yeah, but what camp in Canada is pissed off? The Keystone Pipeline eliminated the non-Rockefeller oil.
Oh, I see, yeah.
In favor of the Saudi Rockefeller oil. Hmm. So now the Canadian government is pissed off at the Rockefeller oil guys, and they're in bed with Biden. Let him do his thing. Look what he's doing. Not what he's saying. Now, tough question, and I don't have a firm answer. Was the cutoff of the Canadian Keystone Pipeline written by the U.S. military and forced down Biden's throat? Because if he had half a brain and he doesn't, he would have realized that that would piss off his Rockefeller masters. So who's writing the executive orders? This one's very much anti-Biden gang. Who's writing him? I'm not so sure that it's the Biden regime. I call it regime when it's evil and corrupt. I call it administration when it's legitimate and with good standing. The Biden regime has now executive orders that's undermining themselves. This is wild what's happening. We don't know who's captured and who's playing a role. And this one guy, Juan O'Savin, he's saying many different players have been replaced.
Replaced with someone else or with a clone?
I'll give you an example, like Pence.
Oh, there's that's a bad guy there. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the original is a bad guy, but then there was a different Pence that showed up at the, I think it was the impeachment trial, and he refused to go along with anything.
Really?
And the hairline was different. It was a little shorter hair.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little whiter hair. It was a little wider face. And you get some left and right photos that people assembled of the fellow who was there at the Electoral College. Didn't seem to be the same Pence as the one who was there to block the impeachment vote. And I reason, well, golly, it really could be that the second guy was a replacement working for Trump after they got rid of the original guy who just didn't get the job done. Okay, another one. There are many more. I don't have the exact name, but there might be a few senators that were replaced with someone who looked a lot like him. Because the original senator was dirty, they had him on child ritual kills, and they got rid of him. He's down in Guantanamo. So Juan O'Savin's saying that many different people have been replaced. So we're watching a show. We're watching a movie. The inauguration was the centerpiece of this movie. And it's borderline farcical. Let them complete their deal. Don't get in their way. Get your popcorn. Trump has actually said, enjoy the show. And they don't take him literally. This is a show. He was captured with a five-second segment, 2 days ago, coming off a golf green. He said, I'm not finished yet.
I saw that.
What's he talking about? What, he's got some martinis and whiskey sours? No, he's talking about coming back. Okay, here's a date to remember. We're going to have to close this off here,
sure.
Mark, but
yep.
Here's a date to remember. For the old Republic with Ulysses Grant, they had a March 4th inauguration. Okay, then they had this, I think it's called the 25th Amendment, and they didn't want to have the lame duck session so long, and they justified it as, well, you don't need 3 months to go from your, you know, state of Ohio or state of Virginia or state of, you know, Massachusetts to get to the nation's capital to be inaugurated. You don't need 3 months travel time. You need 24 hours, not even that. So they changed the date of the inauguration to January, like, 15th, 17th, 20th. So I'm hearing that they're going to have this coming out and victory lap of Trump on March 4th. So watch that date. It's a traditional date for the old republic, now to be called the new republic. And I believe it's going to be the 19th president, where Ulysses Grant was the 18th president. This is very interesting what's going on. It's fascinating to watch the hidden nuances, and there's so many other nuances. Biden did not arrive on a military plane. First time ever. Why not? I mean, people say, oh, that's just a little thing. No, there's your non-thinker. I think. You had the National Guard turn their back on the motorcade with Biden.
Yep.
Well, isn't that grounds for being stripped of rank?
Sure.
And maybe 48 hours in the brig before you're dismissed and dishonorable discharge, okay, for a military person. And you get the non-thinker saying, well, you know, I don't know what that is, a bunch of guys, you know, they're back. Here's your non-thinker. You had Biden turned down on at least 5 separate occasions with military intelligence briefings for the Biden team. One actually called him a traitor, get lost. And your dumbass observers say, well, you know, that's really pretty bad. I don't know what's going on with all that. Well, there's your non-thinker. Biden's not the president. He's the actor. This is going to be over before long.
I hope so. It's been weird. I will say that.
I'm fascinated by it. I think it's an intriguing sequence of events. It's almost fun, but here's where it gets real. If Biden continues as president, they will declare my website domestic terrorism. They will probably seize all my bank accounts, search for all my assets, and put me in prison, maybe put me to death.
Jeez.
So I'd rather it not happen.
Yeah.
When I saw the inauguration, I saw it on the 20th, and I saw the Electoral College on the 6th. I saw these events, and I was almost visibly sick. Because if carried to completion, it's the end of me.
Well, it's the end of a lot of us.
Yes. But we think in terms of ourselves and families and dear ones. And I thought, it's the end of me. It's the end of my two little kids. The end of my lady. End of another lady. End of a business partner. It's the end of all of us and all of our dependents.
Yeah, this is serious business when you get right down to it. It's very serious indeed. Jim, I appreciate you giving me this little short discussion that it's been very enlightening, and I appreciate talking to you. I hope we can do this again.
Well, sure. No problem. I enjoy this. be sure to have your people, your audience, go to www.golden-jackass.com, sign up for the newsletter, make a donation, because I'm under attack. I'm under attack. This has been going on for 4 years.
Wow.
Sign up for a consult session, and if you're very well-to-do and you'd like to make a capital contribution, I've had some, and they're very heartwarming to see. That it's just wonderful. Sign up as a sponsor. It's for a grand, $1,000. I've had a bunch, and I tell you, when it comes in, I just do kind of a spin with my socks in my office. I do a 360 spin, and it's just very, very heartwarming. Okay, well, there it is, golden-jackass.com. I just had my 200th month. Month number 200 was November, and this has been a long ride. April will be 17 years.
Wow.
I've never had a job. My longest job was, I think, 8 years in my career.
Mm-hmm.
4 years, 8 years. Staples was almost five. 3 years with the consult firm. A year here for small consulting type work. This is 17 years. This is my most stable job. But, you know, we're not – some of us guys, our analyst guys, we're not prophets in – we're not – what's the word? We're not respected in our hometown. My family does not regard me as an enlightened analyst helping a lot of people. My family regards me as somewhat unpatriotic. My brother is a Biden fan. My sister voted for Trump, but my sister does not really get too involved in the politics and doesn't want to hear much of anything about the dollar and banks and monetary policy. She said, "You know, Jim, that's all your stuff. I've got my law firm and I'm busy and I don't want all that stuff. Stop sending me stuff." So we had an understanding about 2010 or 11. Okay, I'll stop sending anything. I just thought you might find it interesting what's going on in our country, but apparently you're not interested in our country. And, you know, that doesn't even go over well. A prophet is not really respected in his hometown.
Well, people are going to see very shortly, and I think if they're a little bit of awake, they've already seen with the lockdowns and the masks, and now you're supposed to wear two masks, and if they're even vaguely alert, they're going to see that the world is changing in ways that we just can't even wrap our mind around.
What if they made a new rule that you had to have 14 masks, including on your anus? You think people would wake up?
Well, they are requiring these anal swabs now, right?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
That's hardly a test of whether you have a virus.
I know, but it's true. They're doing anal swabs now.
Let me give some warnings to people who are thinking about having the swab up their noses. They can plant a chip up your nose, and you'll be the last to figure it out. They can also perforate your sinus membrane to make a nice avenue of bacteria and viruses in your nose going straight to the brain to kill you.
Yeah.
So don't get that invasive test swab up the nose. That's exactly what the Egyptians did to their slaves.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Well, that's because Americans are not good students of history. And we allow it to repeat and we don't even know what fascism is, and we got such a dumbass liberal left now that they cannot even recognize their own Marxism. That's how backward and ignorant we've become as a nation. All right, golden-jackass.com. Thanks for having me on, and I wish you the best, and keep in touch, okay?
We'll see you, Jim. Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Bye now.